This is Central Time. College students voted more in the 2016 election compared with 2012, according to the latest National Study of Learning, Voting, and Engagement, or NSOLV, from Tufts University.
Some interesting finds in the study include that women voted more, but the gender gap didn't necessarily widen, and social science majors were more likely to vote than other majors.
And the study also found that a few states, including Wisconsin, saw a downturn in voting by college students.
Nancy Thomas joins us now. She's the director of the Institute for Democracy and Higher Education at Tufts University's Tisch College, which conducted the study. Nancy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Nancy, what were you looking for in this study?
Well, we are looking to provide colleges and universities good information about their students' habits. And we're very concerned and interested in the civic learning that goes on college campuses, and there aren't very good measures for civic learning. So we figured voting would be a good proxy for that, and by telling campuses the rates that their students vote at, they could get at least some gauge of their students' interest in matters of public affairs. So that was one big motivator for the study. The other motivator, quite frankly, is because we could do it. Probably 6 years ago, this study wouldn't have even been possible. So the change in voting records and our ability to marry them with other kinds of records really helped us make the decision to pursue this.
When you talk about your concern about civic learning on college campuses, what do you mean by that? What by civic learning?
Well, we want our students to graduate to be good citizens. We want them to be actively engaged in public life. We want them to volunteer and serve the local community. We want them to help neighbors. There are lots of ways that people can be civically engaged. And I would say about 20 years ago, some of the data was coming out that Americans were disengaging from public life. They were disengaging from each other and from their communities. And so there was a big push in higher education, what we call the civic movement, to try to get students re-engaged. A lot of that had to do with service learning, service experiences, community university partnerships. But more recently, the focus has become engagement in democracy, which includes voting.
And let's look at the big picture. What did you find when you took a look at this 2016 election and how college students participated?
Well, there's some good news and there's some not so good news. So the good news, and I think one of the most interesting data points, is that voting rates are up among college students, 3 percentage points higher than they were in 2012. And that exceeds the national average, which is, it sort of depends on which way you measure voting in public life. But we're using CPS analysis, the census analysis, and Americans voted at 2 percentage points higher than they had in 2012, and college students went up another percentage point.
If you look at the 2016 election, I think by just about any metric, it was an extraordinary election. Do you think that the results you got are a reliable indicator?
I think that they are a reliable indicator. You know, there are 20 million college students, or roughly. Sometimes there are about 18 million, but I would say, you know, somewhere in that range, 18 to 20 million. This is a one-of-a-kind study, so we base our records not on self-reports or polling, but actual records, enrollment records that we combine with voting records, so that makes it very unusual and hopefully a little more reliable. We also have a very good representative group of campuses that are in the data set. So, for example, all 50 states are represented. We have participation from all types of institutions, meaning community colleges, research universities, liberal arts colleges, state colleges, and so forth. And the database is demographically similar to the overall population of college students in America. So I would say it's a pretty good database.
And I want to ask you in particular about where I'm talking to you from, Wisconsin, because Wisconsin was one of three states that actually saw a decrease in voting, along with Mississippi and Georgia. What's the story there?
Well, the story is that Wisconsin overall, this is we just did an analysis of the 31 institutions in our study, and bear in mind that we don't have all Wisconsin campuses in our study, so I'm basing these numbers on the 31 that are in there. The story is that registration rates went significantly down, and the voting rates went down. And so if the national numbers are voting rates were up 3 percentage points, in Wisconsin they were down 3 percentage points. Now, one of the things that you have to remember is that Wisconsin was actually pretty high in 2012. So it was higher than the national average. 53% of the college students voted in Wisconsin in 2012. So that was higher than the national average. And so it did go down, and in some places, such as registration rates, it went down significantly, and for some student populations, it went down significantly. But Wisconsin is still a very engaged state.
We're talking right now with Nancy Thomas. She's the director of the Institute for Democracy and Higher Education at Tufts University's Tisch College. With us now to talk about the 2016 election and the results we saw about college students' participation, their voting in that election.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be picking up that conversation in just a few moments. Are you on a college campus yourself? Are you in that college age range, whether you're in college or not? Do you see the kind of civic participation our guest is talking about, whether it's voting or being otherwise involved in your local community? Are you involved yourself? Do you think you came out of high school knowing what you needed to know to do that? Do you think if you're in college at any level, are you learning that kind of thing? Are there opportunities to engage? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation about college voting habits with Nancy Thomas, director of the Institute for Democracy and Higher Education at Tufts University's Tisch College. Tufts recently released the NSOLVE study, which looks at voting rates among college students. They found 2016 saw an increase in student voting, not here in Wisconsin, though.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a college student, what was your voting rate in 2016? 0 or 100%? Did you go to the polls? Did your peers in school go? Why do you think that is? Why do you think people didn't? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
And Nancy, before we leave the results from Wisconsin behind, you said you didn't think it was necessarily that significant that Wisconsin saw a slight decline in students who voted. But Wisconsin is a state that had, right before the election, there was a lot of back and forth in the courts about a new voter ID law. Could something like that have affected the voting rate?
Well, first of all, Veronica, I'm so sorry if I misled you. I think it's very significant that Wisconsin voting rates went down, particularly when the rest of the country went up. So I think it's certainly worth digging into. As for whether the voting laws affected the ability of college students to vote or not, I think it's certainly something to look into, but it's very hard to sort out why people do and do not vote. They need to be inspired by the candidates. They need to be able to reach the polls at a convenient time. So what we try to talk about is the difference between the technical barriers to voting and the motivations for voting. And so if you just take this data, just one little piece of it, for example, registration rates nationally went up 1%, and voting rates went up 1 percentage point, and the voting rates went up 3 percentage points. So what that tells me is that something went on that motivated students to vote more and more as the election got closer. And so obviously, if there's a barrier to voting, if students don't have the right identification, if they can't get to the polls, if they, you know, you really shouldn't discount, for example, students who don't exactly know how to vote. This is something that many of us just assume, is that the polling place is not intimidating. Well, for some people, it very well might be. So there are lots of things that we need to do to remove the technical barriers of voting. But then once those are removed, it is really important to keep people informed, to continue with political discourse on campus, and to have lots of opportunities to increase student motivation for voting.
And Nancy, as we start to wrap up, another interesting finding was there was sort of a correlation between voting and different majors. Social sciences majors, it sounds like, were very likely to vote, and STEM majors less likely.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, we saw a couple of different categories that went way up in 2016. You know, Hispanic voters went way up 7 percentage points. Asian voters went up 8 percentage points. Young voters went up 4 percentage points. So, you know, that, again, you start to think, well, what was interesting to Hispanic voters, young voters, Asian voters, and how do we dive into that? So I think you're absolutely right that these, you know, there are lots and lots of ways for people to dig into these numbers.
Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Veronica. It was a pleasure.
That was Nancy Thomas, director of the Institute for Democracy and Higher Education at Tufts University's Tisch College. And she joined us today to talk about a new study looking at college students and voting.